it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678. To sign up and check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at heidisfoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Breaking news. This just in. Calling all Brian Cash Claws fans. The Brian Cash Claws Fan Club is once again accepting new members.
Yes.
Join now. A club for fans of Brian Cash Claws.
Yes.
The man who invented the coupon book.
What?
An award-winning radio icon.
Oh, groovy, baby.
So join now and get that free autographed shirtless picture of Brian Cash Claws.
Oh, my God.
Your very own BCC ID card.
Yes.
And our very limited edition, large, Brian for President button.
My God, Brian, what happened? Who did this to you? Did you do this? You son of a...
To join now, go to BCCFanClub.com/Brian/checksinthemail.com. Don't miss this special opportunity.
Woo!
Can you play that again? Because I just, what was that? Because it had my name in it.
A lot.
That is precisely why we actually made it, just for
don't
you.
Do it.
Ego. You know, I see a guy that does that on the conservative shows that I listen to sometimes. Alex. Wow. Anyhow, I got to talk to Alex, too. He runs an irrigation. You guys need irrigation in front of your business?
No irrigation. So
let's put it there. You know, I had this, I didn't want to tell because it's not good for him. But I had this one guy, he did worse when he put up the palm trees and stuff like that because you couldn't see his business. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, obstructing view.
Thank you. See, I'm going to have this might by my new assistant right here. Yeah, and then I would drive by. It's on Almerton Road. It's that Greek restaurant right there.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving by, and I thought, oh, shit, I passed him. Oh, did I just...
Language.
Oof.
Come on.
Shoot.
Farfignugel.
Wow. So I said, oh, shoot, I just passed him. And then you know what he had up? He had four palm trees up. Right? And I couldn't see his business. And he spent thousands of dollars to put them up to screw his... Wow, what's going on?
What?
Not even supposed to say that. Anyhow, it's a fail. I don't know what I'm doing today.
Anyhow, I
got
your back.
Got my back.
I landscaped for 4 months a year ago and during the hot summer suns of South Florida, and it was not a very enjoyable thing, and I personally don't like palm trees very much, but that's just an opinion.
That's just an opinion. But you shouldn't have opinions, you know that?
Yeah.
Because when you have opinions, that draws you into controversy.
Right? I want to sell a palm tree in my
right,
yard.
Because if I tell my opinions right now...
I'll come take it out for you.
Right? If you tell your opinions, right? That's what... Like, right now, like, what's just going on politically, right? I don't want you to get into it because I didn't want your opinion, you see? Because I find... Well, we took some opinions on some issues and we lost some clients.
Well...
We did, literally.
Well, there's two things you can't talk about, and whether it's business or, you know, things, is, let's be honest, politics and religion. And right. You know, and it doesn't, you know, matter either way, because no matter what you say, you're going to run somebody the wrong way. And some people, you know, hey, it's a joke. And other people, you know, hey, you wore the color blue today and it's over.
Right. And in some places, you got to be careful what color you wear. Because if you wear red in certain states, you're a blood. What is the color of Crips?
Anybody? Blue.
Blue? Yeah. Oh, I'm a Crip.
You're a Crip? I'm a little bit of a Crip, too, I guess.
Okay. We have no Bloods here, so we're Crips, guys. Okay? I dare you guys to come out here, Bloods. The guy with glasses. I'm wearing glasses right now. And
I'm
wearing blue shorts. Okay, Blood? I'm Crip. And I'm wearing brown shoes with so I just want you to know that. Could you imagine if something happened? Oh, they would sue me and put me in jail. What would that be a crime too? By the way, technically, what I just
on did? Your end?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like artists have a little bit of leeway. If we could consider you an artist, then maybe we could get you out of it.
Yeah, people that know me well call me a con artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not much leeway anymore.
No. Short sticks.
Mm-hmm. Short sticks. Well, I don't have that problem. Okay. Anyhow, so. Tell us about your sub shop. This is my friend Anthony. He's a great guy. He does all types of things with insurance. And if you need something, I can tell you something real quick that a friend of mine that had to use the insurance you got, if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't be alive today. Think of that. Think of selling a product that saves lives.
That's why I sleep well at night.
Yeah. So tell us about sub shops making people fat and unhealthy.
Yeah, I don't know about saving lives, but we do make
happy.
A mean sandwich. Yeah, and that was the premise of it. We are an artisan sandwich, salads, vegan shakes, and we're also doing coffee. So there's a lot of moving parts with it. We're going to have our own roaster, so we do take coffee very seriously as well. I myself spent 8 months in apprenticeship working toward 10,000 hours of mastery in the coffee business over in Boca Raton. I had a mentor who taught me the roasting business, and we actually purchased a roaster from a father-son Syrian refugee company here in Clearwater, which is exciting. We were able to keep most of our money local. We're all about keeping as much as we can local. I know, you know, sandwiches aren't the healthiest for you, but we are bringing in a bunch of different alternatives. I myself is a diabetic, and I went vegan for 2 months and tried a whole bunch of different diets. I also tried man-eating diet too, where we only eat meat. And in total, we were able to put together a pretty interesting concept over the past year. I was supposed to end up in Austin, Texas. Instead of going to Austin, Texas and opening a sandwich shop with my sister, COVID kind of tossed that all up in the air like a good salad. And instead, I got 6 best friends to move into a house with me over here in St. Pete. Ended up purchasing a house and a sub shop in the process. And we're looking to bring quality back to the consumer. So everything we're doing is pretty transparent. We're trying to serve a really high quality product when it comes to our meats, our veggies. The shakes themselves are made with almond milk and frozen bananas, so they taste damn good, but they won't have the back end kick that you get with the ice cream, especially with the overdose of sugar. And we're also doing some fun things like espresso milkshakes and continuing to eat ourselves for lunch, because if you don't eat yourself for lunch, someone else will. So we're looking to always improve, always get better, and continue to serve the St. Pete, Clearwater, and Tampa Bay area.
That's fantastic.
Now, like, where are you located?
So we're located pretty far south on the peninsula, in St. Pete itself. We're on 3rd Ave North and 31st Street. There's a good-size post office that's right there. They just built 560 apartments around it, and we're 2 blocks north of Central Ave.
Very good. Do you know where the second subway was opened up?
I'm going to guess from your way you're phrasing the question, somewhere here in St. Peter, Clearwater.
No.
Okay.
Never guess.
Indiana.
No, where was the second subway opened up is the question, and it's kind of neat. And I try to get other businesses to do this, but they never have. These two businesses in downtown Chicago always were fighting for the industrial business, and the guy found out the guy across the street was selling, so he bought the second subway directly across the street from the first one. And now he controlled, he had a monopoly on the sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. And do you know how many franchises there are for Subway?
Thousands and thousands, but they're also closing thousands and thousands every single year.
Right. They're the number one, right. Very good. They're the number one closed franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the most also.
In the world.
Yeah, there's 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, McDonald's and all that. I'm talking for subs. They're number one. Yeah, it's kind of neat stuff, right? So if like you open up a second location, open it up just down the road, right? You get it? And I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
But I get businesses. They open up one in, like, say, St. Pete and then one in Tarpon Springs. But think of all that travel time you have to use to go between that.
So two different markets, though.
And two different markets. But why not control one market?
Because if you're servicing that area, I mean, if you can serve subs all of St. Pete, Clearwater, right?
I prefer to look at the In-N-Out Burger example of how they expanded throughout the West itself, particularly in, like, you know, Nevada and whatnot. And then they made so much hype around it that people were asking them to go to these next locations. So they already developed a customer base into these other areas before they ever had to go there. So for us, an example, St. Pete is a peninsula, right? You only have so much land. You got bridges and whatnot for people coming over. And the first one's going to be in Central Ave, and then we hope to open the second one in South Pasadena, because anytime someone goes to the beach, you might as well pick up a Gateway Sub and go ahead and take it to the beach as well.
Say the name of your sub shop.
Gateway Sub.
Say it again.
Gateway Subs.
Gateway, I think, Subs. That's important, too, on radio.
I like the name.
Yeah, right, it's Gateway. Clean, it's easy. Also, we want to be a gateway for better eating. Our motto is, we are Epicureans who value good business and treat people like people.
Fantastic.
You know, I went to Indiana University for finance. I thought I was going to be one of those guys being on MSNBC talking stocks, you know, shoot. And,
Let me think of that. I have a lot of money in Bitcoin.
And
I can check it right now. I'll forget about you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bitcoin. What do you think of Bitcoin?
So that's the thing. I don't do anything. I don't put my money anywhere I can't do my homework in. And all I've been focused on for the past...
I've been making good money in Bitcoin.
Everyone's been making good money.
Till it blows up.
Yeah.
Right now. But until it blows up, I'm doing good.
Bitcoin. No fundamentals. So
I was went to Indiana. You know, I wanted to go finance and always thought that was my route. And then instead I always loved people, fell in love with food, and decided to grow out a mustache, grow my hair long, and just kind of go a little bit more of a hippie route, and serve sandwiches because, you know, when people are fed, they're typically happy. And I want to go ahead and make a lot of people happy through this. The community's never been closer together, yet we never felt farther apart. And I want it to be a real community event. One of the things we're doing is on Wednesdays, we're closing at 6 p.m. so that for, you know, four Wednesdays out of the month, one of them is going to be used for a team night out. So go-karting, laser tag, whatnot. Another one's going to be used, we're going to have art on consignment, so the artists can come in and show off their art. We're going to use it for like game board night. Like my best friend Henry loves Settlers of Catan. If you've ever played that game, we're going to do a Settlers of Catan night and just kind of have some good fun and have some open days on Wednesdays.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Right, that's the thing, is having fun, right?
Yeah.
If you have fun and enjoy and love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
Yep. And I don't do anything that I don't want to do. And that's
I'd like to know about the coffee. That was really exciting. Now, the way you learned to roast it, do you guys make your own espresso?
So we're not doing any espresso yet.
Okay.
I want this to be, you know, create a good base layer and then build up.
Gotcha.
You know, so we end up purchasing a $15,000 roaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do specialty small batch roasting, but we're only doing cold brew and only doing drip. So it's really quick and efficient.
Yeah.
Because one of my problems is that when I was working at a specialty coffee shop in Boca is that people who wanted to come and just get drip or cold brew really quick, takes 10 seconds, would have to wait in a 20-minute line so that everyone else could order their lattes and whatnot. And then they got here and it's like, dude, you could have just cut to the front. And I want to be able to, you know, have people come in and out and get their quick fix.
What's your signature sub? If you had a guy's pick, like, what's your signature sandwich?
Big Mama.
Bricer. So we have a sub called the Bricer.
Okay.
And it's after my brother, who recently passed away, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. Yep. Sorry about that. It's called the Bricer. It's a sub named after my brother, recently passed away, and it's, you know, good buffalo chicken on the bottom, and then you got provolone, and then we're throwing buffalo chicken salad in it as well with jalapeno chips, and a few, you could throw a few other spices on it. For me personally, I would throw sweet and hot peppers on it, and then you tuck it with a buffalo chicken as well, so it's all nice and compact, and that's, you know, that's my favorite one.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it is, and it's just, you know, people don't like using the word moist, but it's just so perfectly moist, and it just puts it all together really nicely.
I enjoy moist.
You like moist?
Yeah, I like the word moist.
Moist?
Yes. And then also, too, I do.
Moist.
You like the word moist?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because that's one of the things I liked about Firehouse Subs, is that they steam them.
Okay.
Right? You never notice? They steam them.
Yeah, the breads.
They toast them, then steam them. I mean, it's like, it's really, it has a moist taste.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell a quick story about this young lady right here. What do you guys think of this? She has like a truck. It's Big Mama. She does hauling. Do you need any hauling or cleaning?
I met her, three nights ago, Saturday? At the casino night down in Madeira Beach for their Chamber of Commerce event. So we're already friends.
Wow, that's amazing. So this fits right into my story then. So she has a really flashy truck, like with signs and all that on it. Like you can't miss it. It's beautifully done.
Pink, I'm sure.
Pink.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm driving down Gulf to Bay. Now, keep in mind, she did the radio show last week, right? But I'm only two cars back. So I call her and I say, I'm on Gulf to Bay, like two cars behind you. You know what she does? She beeps her horn.
Right? She's saying hi.
That's her way of saying hi. So I beep back, hi back, you know? But what is the odds of me meeting her for the first time? How long have you been to have that truck?
The truck, 2 years now, trailer-wise, 4 years.
4 years, right? And then what is the first time I meet her, and then I say, could I have seen the truck and just never noticed it before?
I believe that. It's your reticular activating system.
Right. It's like when you buy a car, right? All of a sudden you see all the other cars on the road, the same one you have. But I say, what is the odds of it? It was divine intervention. I don't know if I'm going too far talking for
a godsidence, almost. Yeah. Statistical probability of zero, so yet it still happened.
So if I tell the story, and then she says, oh, I'm going to be at the radio show next week. I said, great. Bring your checkbook. I didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
No. With the beeps, he Morse coded over
right. How much? Beep.
I feel bad for the guy that was in between you guys. I just want you to know, because that guy's going, what the
hell? Now they're looking at the
truck. Was that pretty cool? Big Mamas. What's it called?
Hot Mamas. Hot Mamas. Hot Mamas.
Maybe I'm thinking about what I like. I still like Hot Mamas, too, though. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So anyhow, then there was a sheriff guy driving down the road, right? He was. And he's chasing this guy. Right? And the guy pulls over. So I pull over just to hear the conversation. And he says to the guy, he goes, you give me a good reason why you were speeding, and I won't give you a ticket because I get off in 15 minutes. The guy goes, okay. My wife left me for a sheriff. Right? Yeah, and I thought you were bringing her back to me.
That's a repeat.
Okay.
Don't do that.
We don't know. Yeah. This is my first time here.
I love the story.
You can tell it to me next week, too, and I still might
believe it. I've used it 3,000 or 4,000 times.
All right, so maybe I should come up with another one. Huh?
Yeah.
I only have 1,000.
Yes. Well, yes. I bet I know them all.
Yes. So anyhow, we got the blood coming here now. We got Hot Mama in the house. We got the insurance man. That looks like if we were doing a hit movie for a guy that's going to be hit. For
the
mafia.
Yeah, because if you don't be quiet, he's going to come in here and take you out.
So tell us, let's talk to these two young men here. Let's get them on.
Well, they didn't want to actually do the show. They're all together.
That's okay. Let's talk to them.
Yeah.
Let's get your names and stuff. And tell us what you think of the Gateway Subs.
Well, they're the ones who made the sandwiches, so they better like it.
Yeah. Is it like marijuana where it's a gateway to other stuff?
Oh. It's a gateway to more subs.
Yeah,
yeah, gateway. Okay, go ahead.
Well, my name's Brandon Ruditz, and I'm a longtime friend of Grant's. We went to high school together, and while I was getting finishing up my degree up at Cleveland State and playing lacrosse, he gave me a ring, asked me what I was doing like in the next step when I graduated, And at the time, I was working at the Federal Reserve in Cleveland. And, you know, I was just like, oh, you know, probably go work my 9-to-5, work in the cubicle, do it like all our other buddies. And I was actually on the fringe of whether I wanted to take a fifth year because the NCAA granted us another year after COVID. And he's like, hey, man, you know, go back, have fun, get your master's, play lacrosse for one more year. And after that, like, move down to St. Pete with me. And he just pitched me this idea. And first phone call, I was like, all right, I'm in. And now I'm here.
And Peter Thiel says that the hardest one is 0-to-1. And here's my one.
Nice.
After that, all the dominoes started to fall.
Right. That's what do you mean by employees? What does that mean, 0-to-1?
Well, 0-to-1 is like getting someone else to believe in a dream, right? Like, you can have an idea in your head. You know, it's a crazy idea. Let's drop all of our college degrees. Let's go down to St. Pete and let's buy a house, open a sandwich shop, and start selling smiles, right? Is essentially what I pitched. And, you know, in my mind, this was over a year ago, right? Over a year ago. And in my mind, I was like, am I the only crazy person that, you know, doesn't want to go the normal route and wants to try to have a little fun with this and do something great, you know? Because I looked at Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A is the hardest organization in the world to get into as a manager. It's harder than Harvard. It's harder than Stanford because they pay their people really well. They have an environment that's conducive to allowing you to operate from a point of abundance because it's a good culture. And they sell good food.
They do.
And they're closed on Sundays.
Right. You know, and they make more money because of that, because Mondays people double down on them.
Yep.
So here's our 0-to-1.
Okay, 0-to-1. Then what are you, 0-to-2?
I guess I'm number 2.
I always remember that.
Way before, technically.
So that's good, number 2. That's okay, number 2.
That's okay. I'll be number 2.
I know.
Hey, Grant is our talking to Mike. Leader.
He's the visionary leader, as you can see. And me and Brandon here, we're just the operations guys. He likes to dream, and we like to make sandwiches. So that's what we're going to do.
But every dream has to have action.
That's why we're here.
That's right.
That's right.
Benjamin Franklin said, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind. Mm-hmm. And your mind will fill your purse with gold.
That's brilliant.
It's beautiful.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that was one of his famous quotes. And what he said is creation begins with imitation. Because they asked him, he was an inventor, right? And so what happened is a lot of people were cheating, or that's what they were saying, like taking his inventions and bringing them to another level. And they said, how do you feel about that? People are stealing your inventions. And that was his answer. Creation begins with imitation. Just because someone does something doesn't mean that you can't do it better. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the mistake we made. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. No, if it ain't broken, improve it. Mm-hmm. Right? And that was the mistake that GM had. They had those signs. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. Those signs were all over their plant. And they were number one. And when the Japan guy was quoted as saying, that was the one thing he saw, that we're going to take the tour of this plant to improve it. And that's why Japan overtook us. It was because always, even when you guys open your shop, always be creative.
Well, it's complacency kills. And Steve Jobs said, if you don't eat yourself for lunch, someone else will.
Yes.
You know, and we get to eat lunch every single day.
Yeah, but what happens like when you have a project that's done, right, where you see a weakness in your team, right? Or and you see a weakness. Sometimes, you know, you just got to just, if that person doesn't do it, then you got to get someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you have to get the job done. Right? That's the deal. Believe in yourself, right? Faith. I'll ask you guys this question. Do you know who ran under the 4-minute mile in the first one?
Was it Steve Prefontaine?
No.
Darn it.
I thought that too.
But actually, I figured. No.
Oh, no.
I actually Googled someone because I forget the name. I was hoping you would help me.
That's a tough one.
But it goes to the story of, just listen to this, that after he did the under the 4-minute mile, right, no one in the history of the world ever did it. They kept clocking and clocking it. Do you know how many people have done it since?
A lot.
20,000 high schoolers. Do you know in the first year after he did it, over 2,000 people did it? And what is the principle behind that story?
Gotta believe.
Yeah.
Belief systems.
Right, a belief. Do you believe? I think, what is the name?
Roger Bannister.
Yes.
Roger
Bannister. 67 years ago.
Right, so if you believe in what you're doing, right, that's important, all three of you. And you know what's more important? What's the letter that's not in team?
Aye.
Right. Aye. It's always a team effort, mm-hmm. right, in anything you do. And the only time you look down on someone is when you're trying to help them up, right? Doesn't mean as the leader that you can't have quality or policy, but there's a way to teach people where you don't have to yell at them.
Oh, yeah. And it's being out of the box. It's viewing people as people, not objects getting in the way of happiness, right? When we start to view people in a box of like, oh, like I, because we all have an ego and we all build it up and the ego protects us.
What's the acronym for ego? If you're a spiritual man.
Edging God out.
Everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Really? Edging God out, easing God out, right? Because you think it's you. Yeah. It's pride, right? And what do they call that? That's one of the seven deadly sins, mm-hmm. right? So if you can go into someone and realize you're a servant to God, right? Because why is it servant? It's because then we're all equal. What's the lowest position in the household?
It's servant.
Right, so we're all servants to God. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to, like, and I think people can take this the wrong way, is you still have to be a leader.
Oh, yeah, and God asks us to work, you know, and you know, being a faithful and humble bond servant.
Right.
You know, someone that enjoys serving their master, not to get too...
No, I know, we'll get into it. See, again, this is where it's dangerous, right?
Yeah.
But it isn't. We should believe and not worry what people think. But what if I said to you, faith without works is dead. What's the most important letter in that line, that scripture?
Letter?
What's the most important letter? S. Faith without works mm-hmm. is dead. You got to constantly be working towards your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between goal and purpose? A goal is an accomplishment and it has a beginning and an end. But our purpose is ongoing, which gives meaning to life.
Mm-hmm. Like an infinite game.
Right. So what is your purpose in life?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think of that. Yeah. Is your purpose in life to make money or is your purpose in life to help others?
It's to help others every day of the week.
Right. And the more you help others, right, the more you get money.
Yep. Because you only get what you give. You right. only give what you get.
I'm trying to do this quick with you guys.
Sorry.
But no, I'm just trying. But the love of money, right? That's where the sin is. Mm-hmm. Money is not the sin. It's the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, give us a quick 30-second commercial for Gateway Subs.
Quick 30-second commercial? Okay.
Website, Instagram.
Oh, yes. So we do, please do follow us at gateway.subs on Instagram. The website is gatewaysubs.com. Again, it's gateway.subs for Instagram and then gatewaysubs.com. You know, we're an avenue of professional growth and development for young entrepreneurs disguised as a sandwich shop. We're all young kids.
Love it.
We do have a curriculum put together through books, mm-hmm. and we are looking for more entrepreneurs. We are looking for our next hires. So if you're in the St. Pete area, please do reach out through Instagram. And we look forward to serving the community and you know, serving smiles one sandwich at a time.
Wow, that should be. Is
I
that
really
you?
Like this.
Yeah, I like
it's,
this.
It's coming to customer, leave as a family member.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, do on to others.
We like to design a 30 second commercial for you guys.
Okay.
Cost, right? We'll do it.
Absolutely. I would like to actually write what you just said, and we can drop
we'll
it.
Draw, we'll come up with an upbeat.
Yeah. Because
the more upbeat it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Make it fun. Fun and flirty.
Discuss that with her out there.
Yeah.
Yes. Come up with an idea, and we're going to go to our next guest. Who are they?
Yes. Actually, we're going
to
bring.
Would you like to say something else?
Just thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Thanks, Brian, Anthony.
Love your comment.
Oh, Gary. Hey, real quick, Gary. How are you, Gary?
3 weeks, hopefully.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Gary?
So, I'm ready.
Gift cards or?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us what you got going on, Gary.
Alicia, have some, get my wife.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We're going into all the schools right now. Yeah, there's a crazy.
Okay.
And so you'll see them. They're in uniform, the adults, and they're going into the schools and they're recruiting the kids. And you can go to bscout.org, and they'll tell you where the nearest unit is right next to you. Just go to bscout.org and punch in your zip code, and you'll get a unit next to you, and they'll tell you all about it.
Who else is out there? Alex. Oh, Alex.
Yeah, you.
All right, that's good. So tell us also, I thought he was still talking.
Oh.
Yeah, were you still talking, or did I interrupt you?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, what you're doing for the Boy Scouts is just unbelievable. So I'm always proud to talk to you. the monies you generate and what they do and the accomplishments. Because if you can mold a body, a mind when it's young, you can definitely have a better person with a better outcome. Did you see those all those three kids that we had on that are opening up a sub shop? They all have bachelor's degrees. Did you catch that?
That's cool.
Did you catch that one? There are three kids, I guess, in there. I should ask their age, but they look about like 22, I would say.
And they all just graduated like maybe a year or two ago.
Right, so they're college. Probably like 23 years old. They all got bachelor's degrees, and they're opening up a sub shop together, college buddies.
That's awesome.
Is that like a good, like as a parent, right? Yep. You think of it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow. Come on, hot mama.
Great.
Yeah, so I mean, like, just something really good to see. Because, you know, you could see things with kids and all that, and how they can go down the wrong path. You can see these are three good kids. So what did you think of the fact, anything else, Gary, you would like to say about what you got going on?
Yeah. Right now, we need kids like this in our environment. We need kids like this in our schools. We need kids like this to go into our companies, change them around, right? Because they do have a moral code, they are ethical, they do know what they're doing, and they're very skilled. Okay. And we need that kind of thing right now.
Yes, we do.
See. Pick. All right. See you. All right. Hi, Gary.
Hey there. Hello.
How you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm good.
Looking at your car.
Hey, what happened to Brian?
Brian had to exit the room. He was being sneaky. I apologize.
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, what we're doing is we're just addressing the problem of our country from the basic unit, which is the family. And if we get these kids squared around, so they don't take drugs, they actually get an education, they actually learn how to take care of people, themselves included, and learn that the quickest way to get something done is the right way, and that's being honest and putting everything you got into it.
That's great.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to go to our first guest.
Ashley.
Well, thank you. Could have got to that. Yeah. All right. So I did meet you last week, but I didn't get to talk to you a little bit about much at all. So tell me a little bit about what you do. And I love the pink truck. I got to be honest. That thing definitely stands out.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Ashley. I'm the owner of Hot Mamas, which is a hauling company and construction company. We basically do small moves, so I basically help people transport small items to and from, you know, Pinellas County. Also, we do property maintenance, so I'd help to... Florida is basically known as, like, the snowbird home. So I help people take care of their yards, homes, drywall, trim, basically any of your household needs. I'm the girl to go to.
Fantastic. How long have you been doing it?
5 years now, actually, 5 years. COVID made me step into, I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years, own shops, own home daycares, but COVID actually kind of kicked me into gear to turn my hobby into a business. So I went and turned it into a business. Once COVID hit my daycare, I had to shut down, and here I am, Hot Mama's full range.
That's actually a ton needed, because you drive up and down the road in Florida. A, we have a ton of people renovating houses now because house prices are insane.
Yes.
And B, let's be honest, some people got some nasty front yards.
We got some junk around here.
Oh yeah, come to my development.
Yeah, definitely. But I started with storage units. Me and my family just started buying, flipping storage units. Mm-hmm. They stopped kind of, and I just wanted to keep going, and I didn't have the vehicles to do it, and one Christmas, my family, my dad, grandpa, and brother pitched in and got me a trailer, and I painted it pink, and I haven't stopped since.
Awesome. So, do you work with like local builders, contractors, things like
yes,
that?
Yes, I have a lot of contractors. A lot of my property maintenance, too, comes from Airbnbs now.
Okay.
So, and in Florida, you know, snowbirds. People are here 6 months out of the year, mm-hmm. you know, and then gone. So I'm actually taking care of a couple of those, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, are you just Clearwater, St. Pete? Where's your
Pinellas
main area?
County, okay. Tampa, Hillsborough. I've been up to Brooksville. You know, Spring Hill, stuff like that. But, you know, if it's worth going, I'll travel.
Great. And how would anyone get in touch with you?
You can go to my website, letmamahelpyou.com, or you can Google me, Hot Mamas.
Hotmamas.com?
Yep.
Is it Hot Mamas Hauling or just Hot Mamas?
It's Hot Mamas.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
And now, is it by the day, by the hour?
It just depends on the job. Whatever you need done, we'll work out. You know, if you have a budget, a lot of people, you know, I work with budgets and stuff like that. So we're definitely, you know, get the job done.
Where were you when I paid the guy to do all the trees in my backyard?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I got the tree guy. I'll just throw it away.
My garbage, it took 2 weeks. So I was formerly with a green company picking up my yard. We paid a guy to trim because we have a pool in our backyard mm-hmm. and I want to tan and a fence and everything was growing. I couldn't get the city to come do their job. So I hired a guy to come do it.
There you
we
go.
Put it all and tied it up in twine.
Oh, we love you kind of people.
Yeah. Guess what? Garbage company comes up, doesn't pick it up. 4 days later, I called them beforehand. It was hazardous waste. Somebody threw a packet of cigarettes down, you know, an empty pack. I'm like, okay, clean it.
Oh,
I
wow.
had to take pictures and send it to the garbage company and get them to come pick it up. So needless to say, my neighbors were mad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
the neighbors. I just had a pickup today, actually, before this meeting. The girl called me in a rush. The neighbors are getting to HOA. The neighbors were getting on her about the couch and stuff. The garbage man didn't pick it up. She said, I need it gone by tonight or today so I don't get a fine from my HOA or something like that. And I said, listen, it's going to be this price. She's like, whatever it costs, I need it out of here now. So, you know, that's the...
Do you drop off a lot of your stuff at the incinerator?
Yes.
Nice.
That or I repurpose a lot of stuff, too. So.
Well, dang, people give away a lot of stuff. We have a guy here all the time, Adam, who's antiques. You'd be surprised some of the stuff they
yes.
find. I mean,
and what you can resell it for. It's mm-hmm. crazy once you put some paint on it or stuff like that.
So. Oh, yeah. Being creative. Yeah. All right, so... All right. I forgot your name. I'm just being honest.
Emmerich,
I met you last week.
Yeah, sweet.
And actually, you have something that both you guys have two things we need
yes,
in Florida
we
a ton.
Together.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about your business.
Oh, yeah. I own and operate All American Odor Removal. I have odor removal service and mainly like to work with realtors that have a listing that has odor issues, mm-hmm. Apartment managers, condo managers, property management companies that have rental properties, and if they have any odor issues with tobacco, marijuana, pets, you know, cat urine, anything, I get rid of that for them so their next tenant or buyer is perfectly happy with it. I also do automobiles.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple of clients that I work with dealerships here in Clearwater. I do all their used cars,
nice.
You know, with musty mildew, sour, tobacco, a lot of tobacco, marijuana, vaping, sour foods, you name it, I've done it. Yeah, so, and all my products are non-toxic.
Nice.
Environmentally safe, so I don't use any toxic material whatsoever. That makes me different from a lot of other companies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use chlorine dioxide, ammonia, bleach, any type of aerosol products. It's all natural done. So, because there's a lot of people out there who are sensitive to the smell. They have respiratory issues, asthma,
absolutely.
Anything out there. So anything that can trigger it off, I don't use. So.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, property manager as well, someone you'd team
yep.
up with?
Yeah, I like to get in property managers that work with rental properties. You know, a lot of people don't know that when I give them a price, they think that's coming out of their pocket, out of the property management company. It's actually coming out of their security deposit, depending on, you know, the usually anything over normal wear during a lease,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come back and use your deposit.
Yeah.
And with any type of tobacco, severe pet, you know, odors or, you know, any type of male odor smells, that comes out of their security deposit. So, yeah, so that kind of, that works pretty good then because... You know, so
now, if I remember from last week, you did this in Colorado as well.
Yeah, I started in Colorado. I started it part-time for about 5 years. I was getting out of the architectural construction mm-hmm. business.
That's a rough business.
I've been at 38 years. I got tired of the corporate world. You know, whoever's been in the corporate world understands, you know, you get that burnout. So, And I got introduced in this business, and I started part-time, and I was building heavy clients. I decided to break loose and started my own business.
Awesome.
So I've been doing it ever since. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. I can actually relate. I was a finance geek out of college, and I actually walked into my office one day and said, I quit.
Yep. That's what I did. I basically did the old Southern thing, take this job and shove it.
And I was scared out of my mind.
Yep.
You know, and we do mainly health insurance and stuff, and I sleep great at night now. I'm my own boss. I get to help people, and you'd be surprised. My wife and I worked together at we were a finance company, and it doesn't matter how much they pay you. If you're not happy,
that's right.
You can't sleep at night.
No. I like it because I got more freedom for myself, and plus I get to meet whole different types of people when I'm out there. And so, during business, I create friends and as well, business relationships. So that's what I like doing. I'm a people person, and I also have a product that's needed, and I do it very well what I do.
So my wife and I moved down here. Into our house. They said it's all going to be moved in, everything is, and I think my poor wife spent 5 days cleaning from head to toe because the thing was an absolute disaster when we moved in. It was and a lot of property management companies nowadays really, they give you a sheet, and instead of walking you through, you're supposed to go in and check the boxes of what wasn't done beforehand, and they really don't take that time anymore like they used to really care.
No, they just want to get it rented out as soon as they can. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people smell and see before they buy or rent. I've seen people walk out of apartments and houses, man, this place stinks. I don't even go in.
That's a huge thing.
That turns the sale right off. And I come in there and I like to do an empty house. That way I can come in, do my thing. And then a cleaning person will come in after me, clean. And so that's at the simple stage. And a lot of these houses have, other upgrades like kitchens. They have to repaint and do that stuff. Yeah. I do all that stuff after they're done with that.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's a simple process. And I work with everybody that, if you have multiple trades there, I work with them very well. I say, you just tell me when you're done. I'll just come and do it. No problem. I don't want to interfere what you're doing. So
yeah, we had our floor replaced and we had tile and now we got fake wood.
The vinyl?
Yeah.
Vinyl will work. Yeah, they'll last forever.
Supposed to. They left my house. They didn't clean anything up. I couldn't open my sliding glass door because all the grout was in it.
Oh, really?
And once again, my poor wife. It's 3 days of cleaning afterwards, and it just, it's amazing that the people's work ethic
It's hard these days. Next time anybody has a project in their home, hold at least 15% retainage at the end, until they get everything, until you're satisfied that everything's done. Then you pay them in full. Until then, you hold on to that because that's your leverage.
Now, how do we get in touch with you?
You can give me a call at 727-280-6173, and as well my mobile, which is the quickest, at 727-336-8626.
I love it. Licensed and insured as well.
I'm licensed and insured as well. Yep. I'm registered with the state. I'm all legal. I've been doing this for years, so it's a full-time job. It's not a little chuck out of a truck, type operation. I know what I'm doing, and I do a very good job at what I do.
And I do remember, like I said, we talked last week. You're from Colorado, and you have doing this well.
Yep.
And the transition over here.
Oh yeah.
You're in need of just getting you in front of the right people.
I'm just trying to. Yep. I just relocated back in February, so I'm trying to, restart everything all over again. But it's out there. So
we've all been there. Now you and Sam have something because you both have non-toxic products.
Yep.
So Sam, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am an independent marketing executive with a U.S.-based manufacturer called Melaleuca, doing business as Healthy Solutions. And what I do is educate people on the toxic products that they use in their home every day that's making them sick and they don't realize it, and then direct them directly to the manufacturer where they can replace those toxic products with toxic-free plant-based products that are jaw-droppingly effective at Walmart and Target prices or less.
Okay, so I can.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that. people buy a lot of toxic products on their own, trying to get the odor out, and they call me up and they say, "Look, man, I can't get this out, and my house stinks." And I come in and I do that. Yeah, there's people out there. Yeah, the average person is going to do it, try to do it on their own. Well, I'm going to go to Walmart and do this, or go to different types of stores that sell products, and it's not. It's all junk. It's all toxic material. Yeah, especially car products inside a car. So.
So she actually so. I'll be honest, I had a bad experience with it before because of a salesperson. So the other day she gave my wife a scrubbing for our shower. And we have this monstrous 5 shower head where sprays water everywhere. And like 9 shower heads actually in there. And so I'm in the office and all of a sudden she's, you know, just sprays it. And she can tell you, I'm like, what smell? Usually when there's cleaning in my house, I know what's going on. There's like bleach or, you know, something. I'm an old school, like bleach, you know, you bleach Lysol, everything. Yep. And I go, well, I'm like, what smells good? I was literally like, what smells good? And I go in and I swear, I'm totally honest. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did not believe it. And all of a sudden I see this stuff on my thing and go, wow, that smells really good. So she's got this stuff laying there and I go back to the office, come back an hour later and... You know, we got that city water, so it gets that film. And if you don't clean it, like, and we have 2 of our shower heads that blast the glass at you. And those, and this thing was clean. Smelled great. I was like, it was like a lemony fresh scent. So how long have you been doing the Melaleuca?
Almost 4 years now.
And how would someone get in touch with you if they were interested?
Well, they could call my cell phone number, mm-hmm. which is 727-409-0686. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. I practically sleep with my phone.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
But that's really the best way to get a hold of me. And, you know, happy to, you know, tell everybody about Melaleuca and all that it has to offer because there's quite a bit.
Yes, there definitely is. I've seen the book. Also, now your health and wellness stuff as well.
Well, yes. If you think of Melaleuca as 5 different aisles, we have several aisles. Mm-hmm. So one of them is the cleaning products. We also have an aisle for supplement and nutrition, healthy snacks. We have an aisle for people that really are into working out and fitness and protein shakes. And we have a bar called the Access Bar, which has a patent on it. And what it does is that if you eat, it's like a chocolate bar. It's real mm-hmm. tasty. If you eat it about 20 minutes before you're going to do whatever exercise it is, whether it's weights or just going for a walk, it will burn fat instead of burning muscle. Right. And it continues to work long after you stop exercising.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good product.
That's very really good. And how'd you get involved in Melaleuca?
Well, everybody that's ever been a customer with Melaleuca was there because somebody invited them.
Okay.
And somebody invited me. A good friend of mine called me up one day and said, you know, I wonder if you'd be open to taking a look at what I'm doing. And I did, and the savings made sense to me. The clean products, toxic-free products. I'm a cancer survivor, okay. So having toxic-free products in my home is critical because my cancer was not hereditary. Mm-hmm. It was environmental. And so that made sense. And I was kind of interested a little bit in the business side because mm-hmm. That really made sense too. But, of course... In order for me to pitch something, I've got to try the products. So I tried the products for a number of months and said, yeah, I can do this.
Awesome. And how long has that been now?
Well, I enrolled with Melaleuca in September of 2017, and I started the business in January, the following January.
So she's been doing this a while. This is not her first time. Well, that's what I really like. I'm a heart failure survivor, so mm-hmm. you know I'm definitely on the health and fitness side. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand. And my mom, you know, has lots of sensitivity. So there's a lot of those, you know, products out there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Will you know she'll.
Yeah, my mom's a cancer survivor, and she can't be around a lot of things, and you know, especially cleaning products, and you know, just general stuff because of her immune system. So, yeah, I understand what's with that. So,
especially with you know people with their immune systems, and I'll be honest, I've seen people that their house had mold in it and they didn't know about it. They've gotten hospitalized.
Yeah, yeah. Mold's a good hider in a house. You know, he can hide. Yep. But so, especially people with respiratory problems. Mold really affects that, your nasal throat and respiratory issues as well. So, yep.
So with Melaleuca, so you have to be invited, or can they just go online?
No, they have to, somebody has to invite them, and, okay. And basically what the process is I sit down with them, and I do a presentation, and I show them everything that Melaleuca has to offer, which is quite a bit, and if they see the value, mm-hmm. then I can help them open a shopping club account mm-hmm. with them, mm-hmm. and then they order all their products online and have them delivered directly to their door. And it saves them from going down the cleaning aisle in the grocery store, and the laundry detergent aisle, and the toothpaste aisle, and because Melaleuca has over 500 products. Another aisle we have is personal care products, toothpaste, shampoo, oh, an amazing line of shampoo products, all affordable, all, you know. And a lot of the products are cheaper than the dollar store, or more affordable. I won't say cheap, because they're not cheap.
Yes.
But they're more affordable than the dollar store. I mean, you know, what's not to like? It's awesome.
Savings, convenience. Yep. Let's be honest. Having some delivered to your door, the most habit thing is let's have three martinis and have Amazon one button order.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I made that mistake once or twice in my life. So once again, how can they get in touch with you?
Directly to my cell phone, 727-409-0686, 727-409-0686. They can leave a message. I will return their call. They can send me a text message with their name and contact number and, you know, why they're reaching out, and I'd be happy to sit down with them. No pressure at all. You know, you're either into saving money and saving your health and saving time, or you're not. So, and if you're not, that's okay. You might know somebody that could really use clean products in their home.
Fantastic. And Emmerich, how can they get in touch with you?
No, the best way is my cell phone, 727-336-8626. I'm available 24/7. Anybody has any questions regarding anything, and I'm also my business is 24/7. So if you got an emergency situation, I can be a service for that. So I'm here to service. So that's what I do. I'm here to service people, and I got a good, you know, good service, and smells don't sell.
Hey, those emergency ones, that's the one.
Yeah, I've done a few emergency ones at 2:00 in the morning, you know, so.
Got friends coming over mm-hmm. and somebody spilled something?
This woman, one of her kids got sick and vomited all over the place, and she had a little baby in her arms at the same time, so she couldn't do anything, so she called me up. I came over, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, she had like one baby after the other, and her husband was overseas on business, so, and she needed to get it cleaned up, and so came over and helped her out. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like it. Absolutely like it. Non-toxic.
Yep.
Non-toxic and savings. Mm-hmm. 24-hour service.
Yep.
Weekends too?
Weekends too. Yep. I don't get a whole lot of call on weekends, but I'm around. You know, if I get a phone call, I'm there. That's the way this nature of this business is. So I'm here to service. So
I work on weekends till my wife goes like this. That's enough of your laptop. You're done. All right. So thank you very much, guys, for coming.
Sure.
It was a great day, and you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Every.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.